No speaking, like, and Webby walks in. Do you have to stand up for him or not?
Definitely.
Are you meant to stand up? What?
Definitely, why not?
Really?
It's not disturbing.
Even though it's
going to
be disturbing the person who's speaking.
So, if anything, the person that's walking in should take that into consideration. If he's going to walk in late, right, and he knows that's going to cause everybody to stand up, he might consider not walking in right now.
Right.
You've seen sometimes people, like kosher people, someone's in the middle of speaking, and they don't want to walk in. I had this once happen right here in this building. I was saying a speech here down in Zvil for Sheva Brochus, and in the meantime, some rebbe walked in. Everything had to stop. I shut up very quickly, you know, but I thought it was very... the Gaboyim, at least, should have thought that beforehand.
Right.
Someone's speaking, he's stopping everything. If the Talmud Chacham didn't know when he walked in, I don't know what she's supposed to do. but certainly if your rebbe or if the Talmud Chacham walks in, you have to stand up. And there's no...
Right.
So let's think. So we have there's two different chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of standing up, but they say v'tokum v'darta pnei zokin. So we learn from over there that it means, seva means an older person. We'll soon discuss what that is. And then you have the chiyuv of Talmud Chacham, zokin is Rosh HaTevis, the trikin, the zeshekon ha-chochma. In Maisi, you have to stand up for a person who's a Talmud Chacham, and not always do you know if he's a Talmud Chacham. And you also have to stand up for an older person. What if you're an older person? In Shulchan Aruch, we pass on the zokin means 70 years old. In Kisvei Rizal, it's from age 60. The Tikkun HaZoyer says from 50. But again, Laloch at 70, I'm just telling you that if somebody gets up at an earlier age, he's being geared to one of the Shittas. But Mikra, then we pass on 70. We just had right now Parshas Korach, and it's very interesting what happened over there. They were Mekana, and they didn't have Derech Eretz for the Talmud Chacham of the Dor Moshe Rabbeinu, and automatically they were being Mevaza and Mekatrin the Moshe itself, because the Moshe was the one who picked them to be leading Klal Yisrael. The Satmar Rebbe says a very interesting word. You have two successive Parshas, Parshas Shlach and Parshas Korach, and you see the same moral in both of them. The Hainu, that you can have sometimes people that are big Talmid Chachamim, and after picking because they have Negias, everything flops. What was the case of Meraglim? Negias means conflict of interest. How's that sound?
Okay.
Fancy, huh?
What did you say?
That's because they didn't go to college. No, I said the what was the case of Meraglim? How come these people are such chosher people? Why do they all rebel against the Ratzon Hashem? So the Zohar Kodesh says, because they knew that in case they go to Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe Yisrael is going to change the horses. New people are going to become the Nesiim, new people are going to be the Poiskim, the Rabbanim, and their Sheshivas and everything. They're not going to have a job. So they had this in the Negias to say that it's not so good, and it's not Kedai, right?
And they knew that for a fact?
What?
And then they
knew it, either from Ruach HaKodesh, whatever. That's what it says in the Zohar. They knew that they're going to lose their jobs. And Parshas Korach is black and white. They wanted to be their Sheshivas, and that they are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And the Maisa, even though these people were G'dayli Yisrael and Talmid HaChamim, if you follow the wrong person, like by Korach, you go down with Korach Vadasi, and the earthquake, you go down into the earth. It's a very Shver Musar. It means to say you can sometimes go with a certain Talmid HaChamim. If you pick the wrong horse, like at a race, you pick the wrong horse. You also, you pick the wrong horse, you pick the wrong Talmid HaChamim, you can go down with them together. So you have to be very careful when you pick a man, when you pick a place, when you pick a person for a shkof, whatever, you should pick the right people. Now, how does someone like me, you know who to pick? Usually, if you have someone you rely on, as a Talmud Chacham or Sheshiva or Pais Grov, if you're not sure, you can ask. But without giving names, there's countless examples in this generation of Talmid Chacham that are not so great in their Hashkofa, and people follow them, then they go the wrong direction. The Gemara says in Chagid Daf Tzav, Im Doi Maharav, the Malach Hashem Tzvokos, you've actually turned a few. If he's like a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, then you should be Mevakish Ter. If not, look for somebody else. Now, sometimes it's very hard to tell. A guy has a nice long frack and a long white beard like the Tanakhama, and you think he's the biggest Talmud Chacham. He might not be the biggest Talmud Chacham. And he might be also not be curious, and he might be reading dirty books, and who knows what he does. But all different things can happen. So you have to, just like by Tztoki, you try to make sure you give to the right cause, do the best you can. If you make a mistake, you're honest. Here too, you have to make sure you pick the right thing. If you're not sure, speak to a Talmud Chacham. Now, if somebody is a Talmud Chacham that causes Chil Hashem, either a Talmud Chacham that's Mavaza people or Talmud Chacham that reads things he shouldn't read, that goes places he shouldn't go, that talks in a way that makes a Chil Hashem, there's no Chiyuv to Mechaberim. Or if you know a person is Mezalzel and certainly Surim. without saying names, there's no shortage of those today also. You have Dr. Tamil Chaim, that they do not go according to the klolim of Musar and Yerushalayim. They make a Chil Hashem. You're not Mechutim Chav, such a person. Doesn't mean you should go be Mevazen. Leave the job for somebody else. Because you're playing around with fire in case you miss it. What's an Apikoyos today? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzayik Tes, an Apikoyos is someone who's Mevazen Tamil Chaim. Either, it's a Gemara, Gemara has two possibilities. One is that you're Mevazen the Talmud Chacham, or you're Mevazen somebody else in front of the Talmud Chacham. Like you do things that are nasty. But this is a very common thing, especially like Moshe right now. Right now, I'll give you two common examples. The tkufa before elections, before Bechiris. It's the most common thing that someone should say. My Arab owner said we should all go for Gimel, right? The good is Yisrael and Degel, great. So somebody else says for something else. Ah, Deus Kaisers, he's an Amoritz, he's not Bechiris. Not true. There's different opinions, different time in common. You do what your Shashivi said, your Shashivi, your Paisik, your Rebbe, whatever. But you can't pass to the other person. He's a different Aster. People are very, very, very nichsh on this every time around. Then afterwards they say, the Mashgichim say, the Shiva's got to do tshuva, Mavaza, this goal and that goal. It's a big problem. Very big problem. happens all the time. Lemaisi, you have to be careful who you pick as a Talmud Chacham. You have to be careful not to Mavaza Talmud Chacham. Another interesting shayla, which I never got straight, and because of the Machmar, what do you do if a Talmud Chacham doesn't see that you're standing up for him? Talmud Chacham passes by. In general, what do you do if you're not sure if a person is Talmud Chacham or not? So some places can say that you have to stand up. Or if you don't know if he's 70 or not. Safek D'oraisa, right? The Ragged Shover said no. The Ragged Shover said that when you stand for Talmud Chacham, the Peshah is, I have their hearts for his Torah. If I don't know if he has Torah, I'm not mechuyav to stand for him. Now, let's say a guy looks like a regular guy, he has a baseball hat on his head, and he happens to be a big Talmud Chacham. And I didn't stand up. Was I over? No. I wasn't over because I didn't know he was a Talmud Chacham. I'm mechuyav to have reverence and derech eretz for a Talmud Chacham because I know that he has Torah. If I don't know, I don't know. So I'm mechuyav mechav it.
Here too. Someone who looks very rabbinical.
That's the problem. So a guy wears a frack, a nice big, here they call it cylinder, Americans call it a Hamburg, right? And he has a beard like the Tana Kama. He looks very frum. So the teva is, you're going to stand up. Some place would say you should. The Ragged Shaver said no. Kol's man, I don't know that he's a Talmud Chacham, so then I have no chiv.
What makes him a Talmud Chacham?
That's another problem. What's a Talmud Chacham b'dareinu? The Gemara is a gather that someone is a Talmud Chacham, you can ask him anywhere in Shas, he can answer you. You know a lot of people that have that? I don't.
So why are we standing up? People stand up all the rabbis. You should be standing up.
Huh? You have to stand up for your Rebbe because he's your Rebbe. What and anytime
Rebbe
you learn something from him, you have to stand up, and for your Shashiva. There's a difference. Rebbe and Yeshiva, you have to stand up for him, yeah. He's older than you. There's a good chance, I don't know how big a Talmud Chacham you are, but there's a good chance he knows more than you. There is that chance, okay? So you should be standing up for him. The interesting thing is, the Hamoinam doesn't know the halacha properly, unfortunately. You're supposed to stand up for the Talmud Chacham not the minute you see him by the door. He's within your Dal Ramas. I'll be Mahadr, and I'll stand up when he gets to the door. You blew it. The whole idea is that as he goes by, people are getting up, and then once he walks to the Dal Ramas, they sit down. So it's like a gal, like a wave. So if the Rosh Hashiva is going down over here, people are getting up, and then when he goes further, they sit down. The next people get up, that's the Derech Eretz. If everybody jumps up, they blew it.
Well, so what about, for example?
If it's the Rav Rosh Hashiva Bnei Agoyla, or someone from the Gedolah, if the Kanyas walks in there, you're supposed to stand there right away.
So the Mashgiach and Rosh Hashiva walks in. You
the Mashgiach and Rosh Hashiva have a big Derech Eretz, but they're not the Gedolah Hador. So it's a different din.
So you don't have to
you're not doing a Hiddur by getting up and giving the impression that he's a Gedolah Hador. You're blowing the aloha because now you're losing the cover that's nicker that everybody stands when he goes by. So the Ben Ishchai writes in the Kapsil, he says, but if everybody else gets up, because most people don't know aloha. Most people, when they see Rosh Hashiva walks in, a chosher person, right, they're going to jump up. If I'm going to sit down because I know the aloha, it looks like I'm being mavaz to him. Because everybody else is standing up. It's like everybody else is saying Krishna, I'm not. So because he says, avad the aloha, the proper thing is people should know the aloha, they should get up when he gets within the Dharamas. When he leaves the Dharamas, sit back down. But if everybody else there gets up because they don't know it, then that's usually the case. You have to get up also.
So what if the Mashgiach does the Rashiach? I don't know if they do what's
in the day. The Rashiach or the Mashgiach walks in, the proper thing to do is when they get within your Dalai Lama, you're supposed to get up.
Otherwise, you don't have to.
Not only you don't have to, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Okay? Now comes another shot. What do you do? What do you do if the person didn't see you? Do you have to get up or not? And I found a big machlekes in that. There's a Shafrayim. This person can talk about it. Because there's two chiyuvim. When a person goes by, especially with a Talmud Chacham, I have to have derech eretz for him. That's a chiyuv on me. And also, he's supposed to feel honored. Okay? So there are some poskim that say that by Talmid Chacham, I have to get up even if he didn't see me. Now, they're talking about a case where the guy's a saginor, he's blind. But it could also very well be that he walked by, he didn't see you there. Are you mechuv to stand up or not? So some want to say that a Talmid Chacham is because of his Torah. So it's Torah, I have a chiv to respect his Torah, whether he sees it or not. On the other hand, the Zokin is because of the fact that he's only mechabit him. So if he doesn't see me, then I have no reason to stand. The ma'aseh is machlekes. So because of that, I have this problem every single week in my shul. There's an old fogey guy in our shul. He might be shtickle Talmid Chacham, I don't know exactly how much. Problem is, he usually goes by, he doesn't see if I got up or not. I'm sitting there in the corner, there I have a sefer, there Yishal Shudis, he's going by. So he doesn't see me. So I get up because of the fact that a lot of poskim say that you are mechuyev to get up for him. First of all, I'm assuming maybe he isn't Talmid Chacham. Okay? And that's the case, a lot of poskim say that you have to get up, even though you didn't see you. It's like a saginor. You have to get up. Now he's coming back 10 minutes later. He's facing me. Now he's going to see me not getting up. Now I'm not being mavasa him because I'm not getting up. And especially, see, he didn't know. Up, he didn't, we pass him today. You only have to get up once for a person. You don't have to get up and down. That's how we pass him.
Once a day or once a Seder?
Well, put it this way. I have to be exact on this one. The Shach brings down from a Tosfos that if you're in a Beis Medrash the whole day, you don't have to get up every time Talmid Chacham goes by, only once a day. But if you look closely at it, you'll see that's only if no new people walked in. So let's say you got up for the Rosh Hashiva, okay? Later on, he's walking by to take a sefer. In the meantime, new guys walked in. They didn't see that you got up. So therefore, you have to get up again. That's how it comes out.
New guys.
So pretty much you should get up every time just in case someone else.
So the way it comes out from the Shach technically is that every time the Shashiva goes by, you have to get up again. Which could be a stick like a pain in the neck. And Bittel Tayr also. I asked Rabbi Yashiv this one. I said, I look at the Shach and I see the Makor that he says you only have to get up once a day. That's because no one else is walking in. But on normal Beis Medrash, people do walk in during the course of the day. If that's the case, then we have to keep on getting up every time. So Rabbi Yashiv told me the Deek is right, but since it would cause a tremendous bit of Torah, people getting each time getting up and getting down, like yo-yos, you know, up and down, or up and down. So therefore, he says the Talmid Chachamim who know this din are moichel on kvoidim, and the proper thing as bit of Torah is to get up once and that's it. And hopefully Talmid Chachamim know this also, and therefore they should not expect more. In general, it's brought down, I saw in certain shuls people put up signs that a person that walks in, he's a Talmid Chacham or a Zokin, he should have in mind, I'm being moichel anybody who doesn't stand up for me. Because a lot of people don't get up. You can see sometimes an older person, that's the thing, 70 years old, there's a lot of people walking around that's 70 years old. You don't see people getting up for all of them. There's certain people, or shashivas, right, they walk in, you just see them, everybody jumps up. Old fogies that are walking by, people don't get up. Same chiv deraisa. The same chiv deraisa for the Rosh Hashiva is also chiv deraisa for a Zokin. And if it's a Zokin and Rosh Hashiva, you really blew it. You blew two lam. Yeah?
What's the story with the pump fake?
The what?
The pump fake. Like this.
So it's a machlekes in the poiskim. The mice, that's called a hidr. I don't know why it's called a pump fake. What language is that?
It's football language.
No, pump pig?
Pump.
It's a basketball thing.
Throw
the basketball,
throw
the
pump
fake, the
shot.
Okay.
It's
still in your hands.
I'm out of it.
I should have played a tournament last week.
Well, I wasn't invited. I was invited not to come, but I wasn't invited to come to the football. In my heyday, I did play football and basketball and whatnot, but that's a long time ago. I actually broke two hands playing football. First the wrist and then an elbow. That's what stopped my career. Otherwise, today I could be members in the Hall of Fame of football. one of the reasons that my career ended so abruptly. I say after I broke my wrist, my father asked me for playing tackle football. And of course, I didn't listen. 2 years later, I broke the elbow and I broke it good. So that was my einish for not being mekayem kibud av v'aim. That was the end of my career. but l'maisa, the poiskim, that's called a hider. For those that don't know the football language, getting up halfway is called a hider. Some poiskim are masking to it. They say that's enough. And some say that no, you're supposed to get up from loikha and masai. What usually is done today is, and it's brought down several poiskim, if it's a Talmud Chacham muflug, like a Moshe Reb Chaim Kinyeski walks in, so you get up Mloich Masa altogether. Another person gets up, you go a little bit like this, but if it is Mekubal in the Yeshiva, and I don't know what's Mekubal in the Yeshiva here, if it is Mekubal and the Yeshiva comes in, you stand up Mloich Masa, then do it. You have to find out what is the minig here, and that's what you do. The problem today is, you have a lot of people walking around, Baruch Hashem, that are Talmid Chum. And you would really have to get up. I mean, it basically says anytime a person, a Rebbe, walks in there, an older guy knows more than you, you're supposed to stand up. And you can't do it all the time, so you do a Hiddur. And if you didn't see him, then I'm equipped to look for him.
You're learning all day?
Yeah. Well, again, if you were learning, you didn't notice him, so it's Isaac Mitzvah, Patron Mitzvah. But if you see him, you have to get up.
There's so much learning, you have a Rebbe walking by.
That's why it's brought down that certain people. It says that the Gemara in Gildat Chavches, how is he Marech Yomim? One of the things was he was not Pesel Rosh Hashanah. Because he saw they were saying learning, he wouldn't walk in there. He'd make sure not to stare them, to have to get up.
But if they're Isaac and Mitzvah, even if they see them, is Isaac Mitzvah better than Mitzvah? Why is that not
possible? So that's an interesting question. There's a whole big machlekes. If you're Isaac and Mitzvah, can I give you a pork sandwich? Can't,
it's
huh? Huh?
It's allowed.
Oh, exactly. So there's a whole big balagan, there's a whole shine of the Paiskim. What happens when a guy comes snoring in the middle of while you're learning? Are you supposed to give me or not supposed to give him? So there's a Maratz Chayis in Sukkot Daf Chavov.
Who?
Maratz Chayis.
I don't know.
He's in the back of every Gemara.
He is?
Yes.
Now I know.
Okay. He's always been there for the last 200 years. Okay? And Tzvi Chiyos. Chiyos or Chayis, right? He's the time of contemporary the Chassam Sofer. So he brings down over there. He declares what's the din. Another chinuch also talking about it. He goes back and forth all different stuff. When a person comes, he wants to take tzedakah. So on the one hand, you could say ha'oisig mitzah, butter mitzah. On the other hand, can I eat chazer? No. Why? Because that's a lav. Here's it's not safe to give tzedakah, right? Wrong. If there's two lav when you don't give tzedakah. Le'sikbutz le'samitz. Le'sikbutz is lovecha, don't close your heart. Le'samitz either, don't close your hand. Somebody ever two lav, so I can't do it. Or maybe not. Maybe sacha kol, it's a lav. But the kavona is to give. So maybe in that situation, it's like any other mitzvah, oisig mitzvah, is potter a mitzvah.
But there's a mitzvah connected to the lav, like giving tzedakah. You have a mitzvah of giving tzedakah, you have a pork, you're just lav.
I understand. The mice, it's a machleis a poiskim.
What are we passing like tzedakah?
I can't give you a clear answer, because the machleis a poiskim. The proper thing is, and I know Shlomo Zalman and others are moich on this, the proper thing is that the person that's coming snoring should not be coming while you're learning. And he should not be coming while you're davening either.
Pri
Gomer says he has to come down because there's a shot.
So what if you put up a sign that says "Don't come"?
A lot of shuls have that. A lot of shuls say
that's allowed. They're allowed to put that up.
100%
say they're all over shul after they
again,
come around.
You can't because they're smart. That's when they get the money. Understand? They're
right.
Not looking for halacha. They're looking for money.
So should we give them if you're staff and give them or?
So that's the question. The question is, am I over a lav if he came to the time he wasn't supposed to come? So Shlomo Zalman had this problem. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe both had to deal with this problem because people are always coming snoring, right? I mean, Shlomo Zalman daven b'shai chesed. I daven usually Meir over there. Except like a night like tonight where I come here and then I go towards Toshinsky. But usually I'm davening the Grosher.
Where do
you live? I live in Sri Israel next to the Tachan Merkezit. But I have a shir in Shari Chesed till 9 o'clock. So I daven Meir in the Grosher. So I know that place is swarming with snorers because full of Americans are chutzniken.
Yeah, that's really.
Yeah, that's the big country.
The place.
Which shul?
The Grosh shul.
Oh, the Grosh shul.
That's where Shlomo Zalman is. It's actually extended there. Here's the Damer Shlomo Zalman.
Take a little shiloh.
Yeah.
And the Malas Hatorah is on top and on the bottom. You have the Grosh shul.
Yeah.
So people come over there. So Shlomo Zalman said, Avad, it's wrong that they should be coming during davening. It's very hard to concentrate. Tzedakah. I'm a chutz to have kavon. How can I have kavon after see how much change they give him? On the other hand, maybe I'm a chayv to give him. If let's say the guy really needs the money for food, the Gemara brings down the person didn't give money to somebody, and the guy dropped dead. So he realized mamish had stuck a thousand. The mamish, you have some what?
Kindness, right?
Yeah. So the guy dropped dead. So the maisa, I have to stand up for him. the Gemara brings down there that someone dropped dead, right? So he realized the guy's mamish desperate. So how do you know what the mass of the guy is? Maybe his mamish desperate for money. Not always that the case. Sometimes there's a lot more than you do, but Lama Shaneh. How do you know? So, what do you do? On the other hand, I'm not supposed to do this in the middle of davening. So, Shlomo Zalman did. And afterwards, I saw in one of the art scroll books, which I don't know if it's a fairy tale or if it's true, but they bring that Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. You have to put money on the shtender, like a bunch of pennies, a bunch of shkolim, and hopefully each schnorr that came by took only one. Sometimes they're mahadra, they clear the deck, you know. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Okay? So, the mice, that's what you do.
What's the case when your father walked in the room?
To stand up.
Right. Dalai Lama's or the
even
entire
even
room?
Even if he's an
Amaret,
because...
Yes.
But we know that you're supposed to...
He's your father, whether you like it or not.
Wait, so if...
Teach him to make him a Talmud Chacham. In other words, a Zokain could be the biggest Amaret, your father can be the biggest Amaret. You still have to stand up for him, right? Now, it's Kedai for every father to say to himself, I am Moichel in case my kids don't stand up. because unfortunately people usually don't stand up for their father. Okay, so if your father's Michael, fine. Avshem mochel kvoidei, kvoidei mochel. Tamachocha shmochel kvoidei, kvoidei mochel. Melech shmochel kvoidei is not kvoidei mochel, but we don't have any melochim today. So, and the melochim here is shkotzim anyway, so it's not a problem. But the father, huh?
Going like this.
We discussed that. That's called a punt. What do you call it? Punt?
What? Pump thing.
The pump thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That word came from him, not from me.
Let's see if you know.
If someone wants to,
yeah?
Or if someone, like, let's say, like I'm sitting there waiting for the speech to start, and the speaker walks in from here. When everyone stands up, like that type of thing, like only if you want to walk in.
Only the people that are within the Dalamas.
So I shouldn't stand up on that.
No. It's an impulse because everybody does it, but it's wrong. Yeah. It's good to know. It's unfortunate no one knows. It's a very interesting thing. And this thing here with the person who's a sagging nur, because it's a mechalis of peskim, so you're on an interesting problem. Because if you are mechuyif to get up, so I'm getting up even if you didn't see me. But according to the peskim, I'm mechuyif to get up because you didn't see me. So it comes out I didn't do my chiv yet. And now he goes back, now I have the chiv. So I usually end up doing it twice. Well, the first time he doesn't see me, and the second time he does see me. That's an interesting problem. Now, mevaza tamachochem means not just you tell him to his face, you're an idiot or something like that. If you don't talk with derech eretz, you have sometimes a person with his rebbe or whatever, you crack a joke and you talk to him like he's your friend. You have to be careful. Some rebbeim are very folksy, some are not. Some people are very, very makbar on the covet, some are not. You have to know the metzias. Obviously, the more chosher the person is, the more careful to be his covet. You're supposed to say the rebbe said, third person. It's part of derech eretz. Not everybody does that. Should the rebbe be makbar? No, the rebbe should be meichel, because most people don't know that. If you go to a person's house and you're benching, right? B'shus habalabais is it. It's much embarrassing when they do that. You're supposed to say b'shurab alabais, b'shumoy rabbi, something. But people don't know these things. You have to have a title. That's why, I saw somebody, one of the chayim says, that's why all the names, you have the Marsham and the Marshon, the Rambam, they were given Rosh Tevis, because otherwise people would just say Moshe ben Maimon, they wouldn't say Rebbe, say anything. So give him a title, like an honorary title, Rambam, Maharsham, Rab. They made these ties like that. You have to be very careful. Or when you call up a person for a kibbutz by a chuppah, right? So you call him up, Yamad Rav Center. It's not the proper way to do it. The proper way is you give him his proper title. Or Shashiva Der Sater, if a person's Machaber, Seif, Machaber, something. It's probably good night to ask the person before and how he likes to be called. Right? And he might say, I want to be called John Doe, but you can't do that. You have to call him up and do it hurts. And people are very, very nichshel when it comes to the cover of a Talmud Chacham. And it says very chomer things. It says very gefährliche things. By the mice with kairach, because there are pigeya in the person. Here too, you have sometimes where a certain person is zoiche to a certain shtela, to a certain job, because of the fact that he's in the right position at the right time. Or because of the fact that his father was a shashiva, he became a shashiva. So very often people have a tendency to mezalzel him. You have to be very careful. First of all, the halacha is that if a person is roi to do a certain job, let's say my father's Rosh Hashiva, and he's a big, big Talmud Chacham. I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham. Still, I have kedima to get the job, as long as I'm roi to fill a tafkid, despite the fact that there's other people that are a lot bigger than he is. And this happens all the time. That people fight over who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva, who's going to be the Rebbe, who's going to be Poisek. You have to be very careful. Sometimes you think you have a case. I know of a certain Rosh Hashiva that became Rosh Hashiva, a big yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, and some of the relatives went to Rosh Hashach, and they told Rosh Hashach that according to the Din of Yerusha, we were supposed to get this job, not him. And Rosh Hashach told him back that it might be technically right, but under the circumstances, it's certainly not good to make a machlokes. We know what happened to Korach. We have countless cases in the Gemara where people were mevaze gedayim, and we see what happened to them afterwards. So it's not good to be mevaze Talmud Chacham. What is the definition of a Talmud Chacham is quite hard to define. Agav, we find even, there's some places that say when you go to a store, there's a Talmud Chacham there, you should let him go first in line. But then you get into problems, like here in Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak, the people all different dargis of Talmud Chacham. And this guy's a Talmud Chacham, and that guy's a Talmud Chacham, and this guy thinks I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than him, you should wait for me. If you can start assisting your rights like that, you're going to make a churban. So it's not good. That's why also we have a din that a kohen, originally the din was that if you have a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham comes before the kohen. Today we don't do like that. It's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, because today you get into all different machlekes. Guys can say, no, I come before because you're not Moritz, and I'm a Yisrael, but I'm a Talmud Chacham. It'll make all different machlekes. Machlekes is like the last thing you want to do. It's better to be wrong and lose out on it and not make machlekes.
So, saying the Rebbe, does that the same gather as calling someone Rebbe? I mean, could you say
it? No, it's two separate things. I'm calling him Rebbe. I'm not supposed to be calling him Dovid, Avram, whatever. I'm supposed to call him Rebbe.
Right.
But besides that, there's the idea of talking third person, which is saying you don't say you said, the Rebbe said.
So anyone who you're going to be calling the Rebbe, you should be calling referring to the third person.
Yes.
And
that's the proper way of doing it.
That's anyone who taught you Torah, or I'd say someone who's
or someone who is a Talmud Chacham you're supposed to respect. If someone's a Talmud Chacham, you're supposed to talk to him in third person. That is Derech Eretz. What didn't we discuss? Anything we didn't discuss? Yeah, what do you do when you're going on a bus, somebody gets on, and that person is either Tam Chacham or Zokin. They have to give me your seat. You ever hear that question? That was all the time. You're going to Bnei Brak. A guy gets up, he has a beard like the Tanakama, okay? So it could be or you have to know he's a Rosh Hashiva. So it's interesting. The place can say that you're not Mechuyev, it's a Shtikum Mechuykes here. Some place can say, all it says is, I'm supposed to stand up, which means, I can stand up, a hidur, or stand up like a mosai, but doesn't have to give my seat. I paid for my seat. And I'm mechuyev to have nezek on it. Others say no, but it says it's got to be a kima shel kovod. It's like the moshel, if a rov goes by in the jan, you're not mechuyev to stand up for him. Because that's not a place, no kovod over there. So here too, some place can want taina. I suppose I'm sharing with Levi. He wants a taina. It says, you're right, in the ikar din it says to stand up, it doesn't say we have to give a seat. But to get up for him and sit back down while he's standing, is not a kima of kovod. So here the Talmud Chacham probably did the wrong thing getting on the bus, because basically he's demanding someone to give him a seat. So you shouldn't be doing that. Under the circumstances, if you could do something like go to a different seat or you could sit on the floor, you can, but you're not mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to. Because in this case here, you paid for something, it's yours. You're not mechuyev to stand the whole way to Bnei Brak.
Again, buses, they say that talking about that Bnei Zaken in the front seats, like the more chashuv ones in the front. They have
the
plastic
there.
Right. What about an old woman?
It's interesting that Eged advertises Pesukim, like, you know that.
Yeah.
On the one hand, they fight it, in case you want a separate scene for the men and the women, they fight it to court. Right? And wherever they can travel on Shabbos, they will travel on Shabbos. Suddenly, when they say it, because when they say the Tokim, became like a popular thing, even by the Fry people. They're supposed to respect. It's a normal thing, they understand, it's menschlichkeit, to respect a person that's older, respect a woman that's pregnant, or something like that. That's also another thing. You find the very thing you shooting guys don't realize that. If you have with a pregnant woman gets on the bus, right? Al pikuach nefesh, you're supposed to give her a seat. Because chalila she falls, mamash sakona. Now that would apply l'chari even to a fry woman. Or an older fry woman gets on the bus. In general, the chiv to stand up does not say the older woman, but it's common sense. There is a din, by the way, of eshes talmud chacham that you're supposed to be mechaber her. And that's where I bet ein ari isi by Mori v'rabir Moshe Halberstam. When the Rebbetzin of Moshe Ari Freind came in, Moshe Ari Freind, his first wife was Nifter, he lost a bunch of kids in the war. He remarried when he was 80 to a woman that was like 30. So when we're talking about Moshe Halbush at the time was, let's say, 75, and you have this Rebbetzin, he's an Almona, she's maybe 30 years old, 35 years old. He used to get up and come like him, say. He always told me, you have to mechabed, eshe tamachochem, even if the tamachochem is not around. And because of that, I go every Yontif, I go to his Rebbetzin, or Moshe Halbush's Rebbetzin. Every before Shoshana, Shom Kippur, I go in there and I give a brocha, and she'd have good yontif with the kids, whatever. I do it. Why not? Get a mitzvah. And here also, if you have a fry woman gets on the bus, am I mechuyev to get up for it? Technically, no. But you can make a big Kiddush Hashem if you don't get up. So it's Seichel says, make the Kiddush Hashem. If you have to go to Bnei Brak and she got on the bus, then here again. She did something wrong. Question is, how far do you want to do it? Not everybody is able to stand up the whole way from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. And who tells her to get on the bus? Tell her very nice, you know, this bus, you're not going to have a seat. Maybe get on the next bus if you can. But if you will give the seat to the person, and even as a fry woman, you're making a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. It's like you're here in Yerushalayim, you have to stand for 5 minutes, and you're a young guy. Why not? Make a Kiddush Hashem. And if you don't get up, then they say, here, it's the Feirish. It doesn't say in the Torah. It says on the wall of the bus, but they say Vitokam. And that's a law. Right? And you have to think, you can make Kiddush Hashem. It's good to do it. What didn't we discuss? I'll tell you one interesting thing, since you have no questions. Stuff we just had in this week's parsha, and again, tomorrow's Erev Shchedesh, right? Yeah. Tomorrow's Erev Shchedesh. It says this Gemara in Babasha Daf Ein Dalmer Aleph. Rabbi Bar Chana was going to Midbar. There was a Taya. Taya is a Yishmaeli, an Arab merchant, and he knew the way around the Midbar. So he told him, "Do you want to know where Karach is buried? Come, I'll show you where Karach is buried." So he took him to a place in the Midbar. Next to Yerushalayim, as we know, the Pischei Shel Gehenim is in Yerushalayim. I don't know if people are aware of that.
Is that right near the castle over there?
Right near
that forest over there.
There's a place there. It's called Gei Ben Hanoim. which is Gehenim. And there's also a certain place, whenever they have a Levi, where Chosher a person, where they carry him by hand all the way to Har Zeisim, there's a certain place where the Messiah says, you run. Because there's a story from about 100 years ago that they were once going with a mace and disappeared. That's what
the mace disappeared.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly where the place is also. There's a certain place as you're going to Har Zeisim.
Should we even go there or no?
Yeah, if you want to disappear.
It could be they only take dead people. It could be a lot of people they don't touch. But I know when you get there, people run when they're going with a mace. You have these choshev elias, the moshev liash, like that. Maybe actually they didn't let it carry by hand because of the map. But there are certain levias which go by hand to Har Zeisim. When they get to a certain place, it's next to one of these big churches or the big domes, they run. That's known to be that place. Okay, I'm not going to tell you where it is. But lemaisa, be good Jews, you only go to Gan Eden, you never go to Gehenna.
What
if you
know, that's what the opening to Gehenna is over there?
That's what it is, the mysterious New Shalim, that's where it is. Because this mace disappeared. Can't imagine what kid that
was. What was the last time it happened?
I don't know. I'll speak to your local agent of the Chevra Kaddisha. He'll tell you some fairy tale. I don't know if you have to believe. Anyway, getting back to what I said before, I was really interrupted. What was I saying? Yeah. So the Taya shows Rabbi Chana, look over here. He sees like smoke coming out of the ground. He says, watch. Takes a piece of cotton. Gemara Babasra. Take a piece of cotton, put it in there. Comes out of tomorrow's burning, which means an inferno going underground. He says, over here, this is where Kerech Vadasi are buried. So he says, bend down, listen in. And he hears between the cracks of the ground and the midbar, Moshe Emes, B'tei Rosse Emes, B'Kerech, and his people, they're Badoin. Gemara says that. And he told them that they have their din, these people, Kerech, Kol Tlosan Yoimi, every 30 days. So Kerech can mean any day that you hear, it doesn't say which day it's going to be. But the Rashbam on the Daf, there's no Rashi there in Babasra then. The Rashbam says, Kol Tlosim is on Rish Chodesh. Every year on Rish Chodesh, Gemara says, the fire of Gehenim comes to them. It's like a laser. Zzz, because in the Bozen, they get every Rish Chodesh until today. They get Gehenim. That's how bad their Einish is. Now I got an interesting thing. It says over here in the Rashbam, this is done every Rish Chodesh, they get their Einish of Gehenim. And it says it also like that in the Rekech, also Rishon. And the Rekech's Rebbe, the Sefer Chassidim, also says it. Comes the interesting kasha in the Zohar Kodesh. It says in several places that just like Rishonim get taken out of Gehenna for Shabbos, Leisavar Eish B'chol Mashaseich, the Zohar says, even the ones in Gehenna, they get out of the fire. And Ziyantav also, they're taken out of Gehenna. The Zohar says, Rish Chodesh also, there's no Gehenna. So how could it be that the Rashbam and the Sefer Chassidim and the Rekech are all saying that Kerech Vadosei are getting these, they're getting burnt every Rish Chodesh? So the Ma'ana Emes, I don't think it's the biggest kasha, because who says that the Rashbam or the Rekech or the Sefer Chassidim ever saw the Zohar? It's very tough and they never saw it. The Zohar disappeared for hundreds of years, and they found that afterwards a whole mice with some Goyish king. There's a whole mice that they found the Zohar. I'm not at all convinced that they even saw the Zohar. But then it occurred to me. What?
Still is a question.
Not a question. They never saw the Zohar.
What's happening?
They never saw the Zohar. They're not mochik to the Zohar. The Rambam also says things which don't go with the Zohar. The Rambam writes in one of his tshuvas, had I known the Zohar, the Rambam writes this, had I known what it says in the Zohar, a lot of the lochas and Mishnah Torah wouldn't have written. He writes with Farish. There are a lot of things he didn't know. These are times of Rishonim. They didn't know about the Zohar. But it occurred to me, maybe there's a special din that happened to Bnei Kerech. Maybe like everybody doesn't have Gehenim on Rish Chodesh. And maybe the Nekarach. Rashi brings down also that the regular people, you don't get punished if you're not 13 or a girl not 12. And the Nekarach got punished, even the Yankim, nursing little kids. So Karach is a different story. So I looked around a little bit on Shabbos and I found a Marshon Chedusha Goda there in the Fein Dal Babasra. He says a very interesting thing. He says the reason they get their Gehenna Rosh Chodesh is because there's a medrash that says they told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, we don't like this idea that you appointed your brother Aharon to be Kohen Gadol all his life until somebody dies, whatever. And then everyone passes on to his good lapito. We want a rotation. Every Rish Chodesh, it should go to a different shevet. This Rish Chodesh Tamas, it'll belong to the head of the biggest kohen that we have in Chodesh, in the shevet Reuven. And Chodesh Av, it'll be Shimon. Chodesh El, it'll be Levi. Every month will rotate. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not up to me, it's up to Ravisha. Says the Mashal, because of that, they got Gehenim every Rish Chodesh. So I'm right in my teretz. It's only these Bnei Kerech that they get Gehenim every Rish Chodesh. Everybody else doesn't get it. Okay, so let's hope we work on ourselves and we don't have to go to Gehenna. Avoid these problems. Yeah.